Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. In the news today, believe it or not, the FTC, basically the government, is demanding that big retailers like Best Buy and Amazon and Walmart give them all of their records, the intel as to why on earth we are having these supply shortages and supply chain disruptions. So just let's pause for a moment and think about what's actually happening. You've got the arsonist that starts the fire, and as they are dumping gas onto the fire, they go to the firefighters and demand that the firefighters give them the reason as to why on earth this fire has not only started, but is continuing to burn. As they, the individual who lit the fire, is pouring gas on that fire. That's basically the insanity of what we're dealing with right now. But I think there's a bigger point to this story, and we're going to get into that in just a moment. So let's get to the story. This is straight from USA Today. And the Federal Trade Commission said Monday that it is investigating the causes behind ongoing supply chain disruptions and how they are causing serious and ongoing hardships for consumers and harming competition in the U.S. economy. So, if you haven't figured it out yet, what is causing these supply chain disruptions? What's causing these supply shortages? Well, maybe it's because the government locks everyone in a cage for 6 months, preventing them from creating goods and services, preventing them from actually transporting goods from A to B, basically destroying the supply chains that we had, while at the same time, that same government, i.e. arsonist, is going to all of these people who would go back to work to fix these problems. They're saying, nah, actually, we're going to pay you more to stay home. We're going to give you these stimmy checks. We're going to make it so you don't have to pay rent or you don't have to pay your mortgage. And then we're going to do the best that we can to blow more air into the asset bubbles that are all around us, so you don't have to go back to work. You can retire early. You can do all of these things because on paper, you think that you are in a better position. So what ends up happening, we have massive labor shortages to the likes of which the United States has never seen before. And we have all of these, quote unquote, supply chain disruptions. And what that means is that when you go to the grocery store, 10%, 15%, 20% of the shelves are completely barren. So my whole point here is this is a result of the government. I mean, let's just go through another thought experiment to prove my point. Let's just say, let's go back to 2019 for a moment, and let's just assume that we never had the Cerveza sickness. Just assume that. Do you think that we would have the supply chain disruptions and the shortages that we have today? Of course not. So what changed? The only variable there is the government's reaction to the Cerveza sickness. So how on earth could they try to deflect blame onto the private sector? I mean, it's absolutely staggering. And my broader point here is anyone who knows anything about economics, I mean, economics, you don't even have to know anything about economics. Anyone who has an ounce of common sense knows the government created this problem. And yet they can see the government coming out as though they're as pure as the driven snow, trying to deflect blame onto the private sector. And therefore, that person with common sense has to immediately come to the conclusion that this government is full of it. This government, they're lying to you. They're deceitful. This government is hiding the truth. And not only are they hiding, it's even worse than hiding the truth. Because it's like someone who is guilty of murder trying to not only claim that they are innocent, but then also trying to prove that someone that they know is innocent is guilty of murder, just so they don't have to take the blame for something that they actually did. That's what we're dealing with right now. So let's just, for a moment, shelf the economic consequences. And let's look at the consequences when it comes to, I don't know, something like your health, or something like the Cerveza sickness, or something like the mandates. How can anyone trust what the government and the institutions are saying about the Cerveza sickness, or the medicines, or anything for that matter, if it's the same government that thinks that you are stupid enough to believe they had nothing to do with the supply shortages or the supply chain disruptions? Again, it's like that person that killed someone, an actual murderer, trying to lay the blame on the murder of someone that they know darn well is innocent. And then that same murderer is going to you or people out in the general public and trying to convince them that they should do X, Y, and Z to improve their health. And then those people that are listening to the person they know is a murderer are saying, well, yes, I know they're a murderer and they're a very bad person, but I'm going to believe everything they say when it comes to injecting a foreign substance into my body. I mean, that's the level of insanity that we are dealing with right now. So for anyone that is in favor of these mandates, let's say, I would strongly encourage them to not only go through a cost-benefit analysis when you're looking at the dangers of the Cerveza sickness or maybe the perceived benefits of the medicine, but you have to also consider the variable, you have to consider the ethics or lack thereof, the trustworthiness of the government that you are giving all of this power and authority to. And if that government is so psychotic, if that government is displaying that level of sociopathic behavior when it comes to economics, why on earth would you not assume that they would take the exact same strategy in terms of health, or more specifically, the mandates that they're trying to enforce or thrust upon society as a result of the Cerveza sickness? You see, if you can't trust them over here, then you can't trust them over there. That's the bottom line. Let's get back to economics here. They said the companies will have 45 days from the date they received the order to respond to the FTC. I mean, I tell you what. See, this is why I could never be a CEO of one of these corporations. There's just no way. Because these CEOs, they're like politicians themselves in the sense that they have to completely abandon all ethics they have, assuming they have them. And they just have to kind of smile, and they have to kind of lie, and they can't have any principles. They've just got to do whatever they need to do to be popular. They need to say whatever they think they need to say in the case of a politician to get your vote. And in the case of the CEO, they're going to say whatever they need to say to get on the good side of the politicians. I mean, it's just it's like a feedback loop of sociopaths with an insatiable lust for power and no moral compass whatsoever. That's who's running the world today. But my point is, I could never do that because I just have too much. Number one, I'm too straightforward. I'm too honest. And I just have this bad habit of saying exactly what's on my mind, and I don't care who I offend. So if I'm one of these CEOs that's getting this demand from the FTC, I'm basically going to say, you know what? F yourself. How about you take this middle finger and shove it where the sun don't shine? Honestly, that's what I mean, how can you have the audacity? I would be so pissed as a CEO knowing that the government is the one that is creating all of my problems right now. And then they have the gall to demand that I give them some sort of intel and try to take the blame for the problem they caused, just so they can save face in the eyes of their constituents. I mean, how would that not piss you off? I mean, I would have smoke coming out of my ears. I mean, and by the way, what if they just say no? I mean, I'd tell them to pound sand. I'd say, screw you, your stupid report and your dumb order. What are you going to do, put me out of business? I'd say, fine me. Shoo fly. That would be my exact approach right there. I mean, look at Walmart. I mean, what's the FTC going to do? Put them out of business? It really? You're going to do that to Walmart? Yeah, good luck with that one. And so I get fined $100 million. I'd gladly pay that just to be able to give them the finger. But again, that's why I'm not a CEO of a big corporation. Oh boy. Along with understanding the reasons behind the supply chain disruptions, the FTC study will exist. Do we really need a study for this? I mean, honestly, you could, I'm sure most of you have kids, or a lot of you have kids under the age of 10. I mean, if you have a child right now that's between the age of 4 and 10, just go ahead and ask them, hey Johnny, hey Susie, what would happen to the supply of goods and services if you locked everyone in a cage, or the people who are producing those goods and services were locked in a cage for 6 months? And then what would have happened to consumer prices if there was a lot less stuff, but a lot more dollars? That's the only study you need to do. Because even a reasonably intelligent four-year-old is going to tell you there's going to be less stuff and higher prices. But yet somehow the FTC needs to do a quote-unquote study. And you know why they're doing this. It goes back to what I was saying before. It's all just a ruse. It's all just this smoke and mirrors game to try to deflect responsibility so they don't have to go to the consumer and their constituents, to the general public, and actually be honest. It's disgusting. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. As the holiday season got underway, Biden tried to reassure shoppers that his administration was working to ease supply chain problems. So again, we've got the arsonist that started the fire that literally has a can of gas in their hand, pouring it on the fire, and then pointing at the firefighters, and then pointing at all the general public that's watching this fire, saying, "Don't you worry, general public, I'm on the job. I'm going to do whatever is required to put out this fire," as they've got the gas can pouring gas on the fire they started in the first place. That's literally what's going on here. Businesses are working to overcome lingering effects of the Cervasa sickness shutdowns. Here, and I highlighted this because I wanted to actually give a hat tip to USA Today. Congratulations. And I'm, listen, if I'm going to call out the mainstream media and tell you all the bad stuff they do, I'm going to also be honest and tell you something that they do that I believe is good. And here we go. So hats off to USA Today. Why? Because they are one of the first, and they probably did this accidentally, but they're probably one of the first groups that I have seen in the mainstream media that actually say because the lingering effects of the shutdowns and not the lingering effects of the Cerveza sickness. As you guys know from watching this channel, that's one of my pet peeves. And that's where I always correct them. The problems we have are not a result of the Cerveza sickness. They're the result of the government's response to the Cerveza sickness. So again, thank you, USA Today, for momentarily being honest. And then they kind of, they go from, doing something that I think is good to now doing something. They're making up for that. I guess it's like they had a momentary lapse of honesty. And then in the exact same sentence, they kind of sniffed the smelling salts and came to their senses and said, whoa, what was that? What was that? Oh, yeah, right. But now issues arising from a stronger recovery that has generated more demand than many ports. Really? A stronger recovery? Or is it a result of the government deficit spending to the tune of $5 trillion in 2020 that increased the dollars in the checking accounts of the households in the United States from $1.2 trillion to $3.6 trillion? So in the same sentence, they go from being honest to very dishonest. So I guess we must assume that their honesty was a mistake. So why, again, just so for those of you who are new to the channel, what I'm saying here is that the issues arising from consumer price inflation has nothing to do with a strong recovery, for heaven's sakes. The recovery isn't stronger. The economy isn't stronger. It's the fact that they just handed out stimmy checks and the people take the demand. Now, so why is that bad? Because it's demand that was created without producing any stuff. So in order to consume, you must produce in a healthy economy. What we're doing right now is we're sustaining the level of consumption, or demand in this case, and while at the same time, we are decreasing the level of productivity or production. And so that is completely unsustainable. And so what you're doing is you're distorting the economy to a greater degree than it was distorted before. So inevitably, when you get a collapse, the collapse is going to be far worse. The president spoke Monday with CEOs of Best Buy, Food Lion, never even heard of that, Samsung, Etsy, and Walmart, among companies. The corporate leaders reassured Biden, while we're all concerned about the supply chain, we have more inventory than we did a year ago, and we have the inventory that we need to be able to support the business. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon said, we are seeing progress to port. Okay, so they have, basically what he's saying is they have the inventory. Unfortunately, the inventory is out on a ship in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. So it's not like they literally have the inventory on their shelves. I guess a better way to say that is we know where the inventory is. We just don't have it on the shelf, but we are seeing progress with the logistical issues they have getting it from point A to point B. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure that you're always standing up for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism.